Well, hello and welcome into Schizophrenic Music. This is Craig. Of course, I am joined by Kevin. Kevin, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Listeners, Happy New Year. We got that one triple play from Kevin. Great triple play this past Tuesday. So we wanted to welcome you into our first joint cast. And so we're just going to riff a little bit today. Kevin and I have been just talking about, you know, where we move with this thing. We're going into our fourth year.
All right.
We like to riff. We really do. We've kept a theme sometimes, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But I think now is really the time to reflect.
Sure.
So, you know, we start looking at lists. We did our list, of course, our top 30. Kevin and I have both gone back and look at lists from other resources. And one thing I've realized, and I've known this, but I've realized, man, our broad musical taste really makes it challenging, because I've probably looked at 20, 25 best of lists, because they're all, you know, if you go to Pitchfork, you're
right,
going to get a certain type. If you go to Rolling Stone, you're going to get a certain type. If you go to Paste, and sometimes there's some carryover, if you go to Pitchfork, it's going to be very different than if you go to Classic Rock Magazine. And so it's that overwhelming feeling that I kind of felt, we both felt going into November, right? Of, man, let me take a break. Let me just listen to what I've got.
Right.
But moving forward, I love new music. I just love new music. Like, one of the albums on my best of list, actually in my top 10, that Dark Tea was on a label that I realized I don't own anything else on that label except Dark Tea. So I went to their website and said, what else do they have? And I discovered like five or six of the bands. I'm like, okay, let's dive in. Well, there's 2 days worth of music I'm listening to. So I don't know if you feel the same way, because I know you've looked at lists too, but it's, God, man, sometimes our broad musical taste, once again, can be a little maddening.
Right. You know, yes, it's a good thing, but I'm not saying it's a curse, but no. But yeah, I mean, just doing different stuff. And I've been, like I said, you know, I was did a couple on the new triple play where it's pulling out things that I missed. But I don't want to just scour a list and say, okay, these are the three albums that I missed from last year that would have been on my new album list or whatever. But it's like trying to get that, I don't know, overview of everything that's going, where I definitely want to see some new stuff. But I don't know. Like, we did that November, which was great, and not listen to anything. And all of a sudden I was like, then I don't know if it created more stress. I don't think it did, but going back and going, oh, I got to catch up now. And there's all this new stuff and things. But then I love lists, because I always spend the first or the last, you know, month of December and beginning of January going, ooh, I didn't know about this album. Let me check that out. And then so I've been doing that. Like, ooh, saw it on a list. Let me check this out.
Yep.
Or let me see what other people said. You know, you go to some of these things. I mean, I go to All Music, I go to whatever, Rolling Stone, you know, NME or Classic Rock or whatever. And that's fun, but
don't you think other people feel the same way? Even people that don't, maybe they stick in a genre per se, probably feel the same way, about a little overwhelmed because there's so much out there. It's so readily available to stream wherever you go. You can go to, like, Bandcamp, for example, is one of those things that I use on a regular basis. I mean, it's just an infinite flow of, you know, whatever you want to stream. If you want to do a playlist, they've got a playlist of new and noteworthy. I feel a lot of people may feel intimidated by how much is available. So if it's not just spectacular, maybe they don't pay attention to it. Like, you really, as an artist, I feel like these days, you better come out with a quote unquote banger to catch their attention.
Right.
Then there's so many great nuggets. Like, what's going to appeal to you might not appeal to me or one of our listeners, right? So it's not a bad thing, but it's a mixed blessing, basically.
Yep.
Because there's so much great stuff out there. And I my next triple play will be a prime example of, like, man, one thing was on my radar And I just didn't have time to get to it in December, got busy, listened to it in early January and realized, oh man, another candidate that could have made the list. Mm-hmm. And I found two other bands. I was like, oh damn it, two other candidates that could have made the list. So I don't know. It's like I said, it's a mixed blessing.
Exactly. And we've learned what I'm trying to do and doing this year. And even like when I'm just hanging out and listening to music, I was in the search and I was pulling my triple play up and I'm like, ooh, I'm going to do like all new stuff. And I'm like, okay, wait, you know, then I'm like searching and saying, ooh, let me find the new album this last week. And I'm like, oh, does it have to be? And like, okay, nope. Doesn't have to be new from this week. And, you know, a lot of times on the triple plays, we don't play, I don't know, the popular artists. We don't give you
no.
Or anybody that's selling, that has already sold millions of albums, you know, sometimes, yes, we do. Or somebody that's well known just because I want to play it and I'm, you know, and it's new and I like it. You know, if I pull out an Alice Cooper album, it's like, yeah, Alice doesn't need my help in any way to sell an album or yep. whatever. But, you know, we try to do things that maybe I'm not saying that everybody out there, I'm sure there's things we play. Other people are like, what are you guys doing? We haven't known about that band for years, you know, but so I'm trying to not always like look at the new stuff and just constantly devouring that and make sure I'm bringing something new.
Yep.
But then it's not like here's Kevin's collection and do a shuffle, but looking at different resources is fun and it's great, but it can become, like you said, become daunting as well.
Sidebar. We'll deviate a bit. Cause I think right. we both feel the same way about like just music in general and how you ingest it.
Right.
How about some observations? I made one over
yes.
over the New Year's that was great. Had a New Year's party at a friend's house, and it's really cool. He had like a craps table downstairs, and then he had a roulette and a blackjack upstairs. Really cool setup. And so you got the game going on in the background, but there's no real music or anything going on. You couldn't hear it anyway because there's so much chatter. There's about
right.
20, 25 people there. And but it's funny, somebody says something and there's that one phrase that comes out and it's like, push it. You know, the next thing you know, right. you're singing Salt and Pepper, right?
Right.
And that's what he did. And instantaneously, like, we became friends because I was thinking, I said, dude, I was thinking the same exact thing. And he goes, I know, how can you not? Anybody else on the table? And everybody else at the table is like, what are they talking about?
Right.
So, and that happened on two different occasions downstairs at the craps table, same thing.
Right.
The dealer's like, no, you can't touch that. And immediately I'm like, down.
Right. You can't help it. Right.
Right. Those are great moments. I don't know if you've had any of those here recently.
I had one just the other day. We were same type of thing. And now I can't think about it. Like, my kids will say something, or we were had some family in and whatnot, went to football game and everything else, but you know, and it's just like takes you back. But then there's certain things that no one can ever say that it doesn't take me to a song, you know. Mm-hmm. Like someone says, well, you I don't know, it's just, you can't always get what you want. I'm like, well, there you go.
Right.
And that's, you know, like what do you, you know, or songs will have to, like, my kids will say something and I'm like, ooh, I pull it up. They're like, really? You got to play it right now? I'm like, well, you got me going. I can't not play it
right now. I can't not think of that song
right.
when you make
it. And then there's things like that. And that didn't happen recently, but there's certain things you can never say again. Mm-hmm. You know, like someone says, well, that's my prerogative. I'm like, nah.
Yeah, Bobby.
Nope. It's just gone from my vernacular or whatever, because I can't say that. And I think of Bobby Brown, you know, it's just impossible to
We're so dating ourselves right now with Salt and Pepper, Bobby Brown.
Nothing new. Exactly. Nothing new. But, you know, it is what it is. You're just going through going, okay, somebody says something, but my family gets tired of me, you know, Googling stuff because I want to know the answer right now.
Yep.
And then, but then also the same thing musically, they'll say something and they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, well, I got to play this. What? I'm like, well, it's in my head now. And I need to do it. But I don't know.
It's kind of like that same observation that Tom made a while back about when you hear a song and you just can't block the song out of your mind. That's right. Meanwhile, somebody's trying to have a conversation with you. same type scenario that happened several times during this one event. And you can tell when somebody's musically inclined or when somebody's not. So, and I like it when it goes over people's heads sometimes, because it's like, oh yeah, that's cool.
Right.
That's
special. And by any means, we're not, you know, I try not to be, we're not musically snobby. Totally.
No.
But it's fun or interesting, you know, it's like you got the inside joke, right? So it's like kind of you and not somebody else, but.
Well, you always have that one person that tries really hard. They're not there, but they try really hard. And then, so in the middle of a conversation that really has no tie-in, they'll try to give you a musical tie-in because they know that's, I've always been the music guy, you know, ran a music store and yada, yada, yada. And I remember somebody did something. It was just so random. It just made no sense. There was no tie-in. There was no connection. It's just like, hey, right. Have you listened to Paul Simon's second album? And I'm like, where the hell did that come from?
Yeah, right.
Were you hearing Paul Simon? It wasn't playing. We were at a bar. I have no idea why she just asked me that question. That's what happens when music is a primary resource of your life.
Right. And like I said, we're very schizophrenic when it comes to music. And we're looking, reach out to us. We're looking for more schizophrenic minds. No, but we're just all over the place, you know. And that's why, you know, appreciate you, everybody, sticking with us when we talk about something that you're like, what? What are they talking about? But the conversation, you're in one of those. And if somebody like you're in one of those, is like, just like you're saying, that situation. And someone will mention something, you know, if it hits me, you know, a lot of people are like that movie wise too. And, you know, we know a lot of the movies from the 80s, 90s, and you'll reference like movie lines and things like that. But absolutely, you know, for me, yeah, always you're in a conversation at a party and everyone's just, you're having a great time talking about something. And then somebody says, if it's somebody says something happens musically, it's like, oh, you know, it's like, oh, so I was in a group. We're working out and somebody said something about a song. And then I was like, what? And they're like, oh, there, you just lost Kevin. You know, he was over, like, you know, he's in this conversation now because that's what it's about. But
that happens with music all the time though. It's,
oh yeah.
When you say, well, I just lost Kevin, my wife will often make the decision of whether or not to meet me and a friend. Like if we're out, and she says, hey, I'm heading home. What are you doing? Should I drop by? And well, it's, you know, it's me, Kevin, and Robert. And she goes, I think I'll go home. Because she knows what are the three of us going to be talking about?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, we, especially significant others, they're like, okay, you guys just have your fun. That's all right. I'm going to, like I said, we get started talking. That's why we did this, is we start talking. And the next thing you know, you're like talking about music for a little bit. You know, or like I find, like you're talking about, like the party you went to, I need to, like we had just my family, but then had a couple, you know, nephews or relatives over and putting on the music, you know, I'm like, need to have music, you know, you're playing or eating or doing whatever, but there needs to be something on, right? It can't just be, yeah, I know it's loud, people are talking, but you know, but then I get complaints that the music's too loud for what we're doing right now, that type of thing. Trying to do a playlist where if I, you know, I don't, when I have mixed company, I say, okay, I'm not going to just do, it's not Kevin's list. I try to think about other people and put something in there that, you know, that they're going to like as well, or a mix or whatever, but that's always fun. It goes back to making a mixtape or something, you know, back in the day, you just,
oh,
you know,
yeah, pulling those
things out.
Nothing right. Better, right? Yeah.
That's why our lists were like that this year. But yeah, but that's always fun. But then I found found myself, what are you going to play? I'm like, oh, I got it under control. You know, you'll like something.
And I like the look on somebody's face when they're thinking, yeah, ooh, what, you know, what is this? Even if they don't say anything, you try to gauge of, all right, I got them intrigued. It happens all the time though, as far as like, going back to having conversations with people and tying it with, I can tie anything to music, like
right,
almost at any given point. But I know when to reel it in and when to kind of throw it out, you know. But it, to me, it's those moments when you see somebody else that has that same moment that you had. It's just awesome. It's great.
Oh yeah. I think the people that listen, right, that have those same, Same moments.
Oh yeah, for sure. Well, I'm curious to what people, that's the one thing is people don't volunteer. And you know, I don't think either one of us truly knows social right. Well, but we're active and Kevin, you know, posts, he's monitoring it more than I am, but we do pay attention to when people comment. And I'm always shocked that no people don't comment as much. Get likes here and there, and you get people. I get more people coming to the website and emailing yep. us than we do on social, which is interesting. But I'm surprised we're not seeing other people's lists. Maybe we need to ask. Maybe we right. need to ask you as the listener, what's your top 10? Because I really thought during the posting of the top 30 albums that we did, somebody would go, oh, here's something you should check out. That's what we're really wanting.
Yeah, because we're like I said, we're devouring different things, different resources and everything else. And like, we'd love to hear what you suggest, because the best thing is like I said, just between the two of us, half of my list, not half my list, but a big part of my list was definitely influenced by Craig bringing them up to me this year, last year, 2 years ago, a band that I wouldn't have known about, you know? So it's like when you discover that new person, it's just like, ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Let me pull that out. That's why, I mean, we have fun doing the triple plays because we're just trying to, I'm not saying that we're, you know, we know things everybody else doesn't, but I'm like, ooh, I like this band. Maybe someone else would like to know them too. And by the, in the same time, you're helping the band out a little bit. Maybe, you know, if we can bring a fan or two yep. to somebody, works for me.
Yeah, for I think sure. I think there's listeners out there that would educate us on certain things. Like I said, going to a label's website and finding five new bands, I never right. heard of any of them. I think I bought six albums. It's like, you know, all right, cool. I'll take it. I'll right. take it. Our listeners are in the same boat. We're just sponges for music. So we take in a lot and mm-hmm. we can kind of offer up to you. But same thing with your list, like your list this year. I would say at least, you know, a quarter of it, I had not listened to those albums.
Right.
So we back and forth, we go back to when we were doing the November thing, like play by play of,
right.
okay, here's what I'm listening to now. That's kind of what I went back to with your list of like, man, this Mdou Mokhtar is, man, holy crap. Like why have I not listened mm-hmm. to this album? This is killer. So same thing with our listeners. I'm sure that they've got something that they've been into. Like somebody posted the other day that Gentleman Jesse has a new album. I'm like, what? When did he put out a new album?
You right.
know, I wouldn't. It's impossible to keep up with all that stuff. So we need you as the listener to kind of clue us into some other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah,
we
I know there's certain things that come up, you know, that unless it's like my, I don't know. I mean, I'm paying attention, but there's like, ooh, I know this release is coming up. I know there's a certain couple artists that things are coming out in February or whatever, things like that. Like, I don't know. Krungbin's doing a new EP with Leon Bridges are doing a second one, right? They did cool. Texas Sun. Now they're doing Texas Moon. Ooh, and it's coming okay. like in February. I'm like, ooh, saw that just because I was like flipping through something. I'm like, okay.
Nice.
Looking forward to that. But then there's things that happened this year or even last year. You're like, and it wasn't, let's say, Iron Maiden, Alice Cooper, or John Hiatt, which I know what's coming up or whatever. It was like a band that I was like liked, but not paying close attention to. It's like all of a sudden, like, what? They had another album and I totally missed it. It could have been like last year or something. Like, well, how did that slip by? Because that's when the November thing came around. Because it's like, okay, I'm paying too much attention trying to discover everything. Where it's like, okay, yep. And even yesterday I did a shuffle just to my, you know, I listened to something new that I hadn't heard, something mm-hmm. that came out, and then I did okay, I'm gonna listen to something that I have just shuffle and see what comes up. And if something came out, I'm like, nice. All right, and it would totally fit the mood or whatever. So, anyways, yep. But let us know about it. Let us know about something. You know, because I find myself a slave to, and we talk about Spotify and Apple Music. I'm Apple Music, and I find myself a slave to the bottom of the artist thing where I'm like hitting a, you know, I'm listening to something. I'm like, ooh, what else? So,
yeah.
You know, I've been doing the whole African music thing, and that's how I've been, you know, I've been like all these new albums, like Zamrock came in around this year, right? And I was like, you know, ooh, what's this band I've never heard of? And you go, I'm starting to go down that never band. And I'm like, all of a sudden, like, oh, I just like liked or saved 8 albums. I'm like, okay, now I'm in trouble because I got to actually go back and listen to all those right now. But, you know,
in the digital era, it's dangerous because mm-hmm. you can, once again, getting back to overwhelm, you can overwhelm yourself with so much. Like right. I had to go back. I don't know if you've done this previously or if you've done this this year. I felt compelled to go back to last year's list of right. best albums. I saw a couple of them. Man, when's the last time I listened to Gaspard Eden? I love that album last year.
Right.
And I just played it. I'm going to play it now. I don't know mm-hmm. if I'm in the mood for it, but I'm going to play it. But I think that the digital world and we're in right now and that availability, go back to Mark's comment about everything's present. Everything uh-huh. is present.
Right.
It's crazy. I mean, it's really crazy to think about, like, for us growing up, to find something really was getting out and seeking it and going into stores and thumbing through
yep.
records and tapes and CDs. And now it's like, man, the internet just puts all of that in front of you times a million. I think right. this year for me, if we're going to talk about resolutions, I'm going to get over being such a completist. I like being a completist with an artist.
Oh, it's a yes.
It's curse. Tough. Like it's that's truly why Kevin doesn't want to get into Guided by Voices, because he knows, like, God, if I like this, holy shit, you know, look where I got to go.
Right.
But then if you do that with a label, and I'm dedicated to labels, you know, I'm dedicated to Coal Mine and Karma Chief and sure. what they're doing. But then I look at Run for Cover and what they've done, and Matador's great. Merge Records is fantastic. And then some of the smaller labels that I've discovered, like I said, Fire Talk, Dark Tea. Mm-hmm. I start looking at some of those labels and it's like, oh man, you know, I like a majority of what I'm hearing from this label. I got to stop buying.
Right.
I'm going to go broke.
Get yourself in trouble. Exactly. Right.
So where do we go from here?
That's the question. give us some help. No, we'll keep going. We can, like I say, we can riff and meander all forever, but we'd love to hear what you have to say as far as like, hey, where do we go? What do you want to hear about? Want us to be more topical and talk about the new, I know Craig's favorite topic, the new, you know, Ariana Grande album or something like that. No, just I know they're like, hey, Kevin, stop talking about Alice Cooper. No, I mean, you know, I don't think I'll do that, but.
Everything that we do pretty much is evergreen. You could talk about it for the most part at any given point.
Right.
And we did that intentionally. We thought about, do we interview bands? And we've only done one interview. And I don't know. I just didn't want to go that route because other people were doing it. But I feel like not necessarily that we've saturated things a little bit. There's always something to talk about. But I would love to hear what people want us to discuss. Blind spots have been some of the best topics yes. we've had. Because you know, it's made me go back and listen to Joni Mitchell, which I didn't really listen to dedicate a lot of time to Joni Mitchell.
It's fun. And I, when I try to embarrass myself or whatever, but blind spots, we've talked about that. And like, I realize the more I do this or talk about things, the more blind spots I have where you find out a lot, like, how does everybody like you, like this band, how many albums do they have? Like what?
Right.
And I just discovered a band yesterday. I saw it just for flipping through, just seeing something they were related to another band or whatever. And I was like, oh, new band. And like, oh, they're on a list. They were one of their albums was best of or whatever. I'm like, well, I don't know this. I never heard this band before. So mm-hmm. like blind spots, like totally pulling that out. Cause, and then like you're saying, but it is dangerous because like you're saying with the Guided by Voices where I'm like, ooh, I got to go. Like I said, the one thing I've admitted, I'm never going to, even though he was a tremendous artist and done all kinds of great stuff, I'm never going to know Frank Zappa more than on a surface level because there's too many albums and I get lost and then I would never, I can't, you know, it's like, yep, I'm just never going to know that. It's just not going to happen.
I'm just okay with that. Right.
Right.
Yeah. I only know I'm on a surface level and I'm happy with that. And what I like, and
right.
I don't think I'll dive much deeper.
I'll go down a rabbit hole for some reason. I don't know. I'm a hypocrite, but I've gone down some rabbit holes and just, I'm not, you know, don't come up for a while as yep. well. That's fun as well. So. Hey, suggest something and send us down a rabbit hole. It'll be fun. So this is just our episode or just talking and then, you know, reaching out and we'd love to hear from you.
Yep.
Because Craig and I are talking no matter what. But if there's something you want to hear, please let us know. And like I said, social, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Let us know what you think, because it's a good way to get right to us as well. Yep. So we'd love to hear from you.
All right. Well, thanks for listening in. Till next time, have a good one.
All right. Take it easy.